And at 7:07 this morning, we have 51 degrees under cloudy skies with some foggy conditions here across the Nishna Valley. And we look for a high temperature later on here today of 78 degrees. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you here this morning by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on Thursday night at 8:25 p.m. Officers arrested 32-year-old Joseph Allen Smith of Red Oak for OWI third offense, driving while suspended, and a valid warrant for probation violation. Smith was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was booked in and held on $5,000 cash bond. In other news here this morning, two more Iowa farms have tested positive for bird flu. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says two northwest Iowa farms raising young chickens to eventually lay eggs likely have the virus. No estimate of numbers was immediately released for a farm in Sioux County, the 12th case in that county, and one in Plymouth County, the first case there. Iowa has 52 bird flu cases in 14 counties. Nearly 25 million chickens and 970,000 turkeys will die. South Dakota announced Thursday its first chicken farm with 1.3 million egg layers. A state earlier found the virus on turkey farms. Nebraska officials confirmed their second case, a chicken flock, and Minnesota reported two new cases. The USDA lists 162 confirmed cases nationwide, affecting more than 33 million birds. The company behind a proposed underground oil pipeline says a contractor has been transporting pipe to Iowa ahead of its approval. Dakota Access confirmed Thursday with the Newton Daily News that a procurement company has been purchasing pipe and delivering it to Jasper County since mid-April. If the Iowa Board of Utilities approves the pipeline's construction, Granado says Dakota Access will purchase the pipe from that contractor. Attorneys for an Iowa man convicted of killing his former girlfriend's 5-year-old daughter have appealed his sentence to two life terms in prison and to the Iowa Supreme Court. Online court records show the appeal was filed Thursday in the case of 36-year-old Casey Fredrickson. He was sentenced on Monday after being found guilty in March of first-degree sexual assault and first-degree murder in the stabbing death of Evelyn Miller in 2005. The appeal comes after a motion asking for a new trial was denied at Monday's sentencing. Fredrickson's attorney argued that the retrial was necessary because the jury returned verdicts that defy state law. The judge presiding over the case cited evidence that supported the convictions. The Iowa legislature will face another week of negotiations as they struggle to reach a budget compromise that will allow them to conclude their session. Leaders said Thursday there was still work to do before they can adjourn. The Republican-led House and Democratic-majority Senate have not been able to agree on an overall spending level or how much new money to provide to schools. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstal, a Democrat from Council Bluffs, said the two sides were trying to find ways to make one-time payments to make up the difference between their budget proposals. House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Hiawatha Republican, did not detail why lawmakers are having difficulty, but said they were dealing with a perennial problem. Democrats want to spend more than Republicans. A jury has found a Prairie City woman guilty in her dog's fatal attack on a 4-year-old girl. Jurors returned a guilty verdict Thursday, convicting 26-year-old Jenna Wright of all charges against her, including child endangerment, causing resulting in death, and negligent or abandonment of a dependent person. She was accused of leaving Jordan Arndt unsupervised with her American Staffordshire Terrier when it attacked in April 2013. Wright's defense attorney argued his client didn't knowingly put the girl in danger, but testimony throughout the week-long trial revealed someone had previously been bit by the dog in Wright's presence. Another witness testified that Wright had mentioned that she thought the dog was aggressive. The dog named Brutus was euthanized following the incident, and Wright faces up to 35 years in prison. Two pork processing companies have announced their plans to build a $264 million plant in Sioux City that is set to hire up to 1,100 people. Officials with Triumph Foods and Seaboard Foods said Thursday that construction of the pork processing plant is slated to begin in late fall north of Sioux Gateway Airport with an anticipated mid-2017 opening. The Sioux City Journal reports the project would be among the largest private investments in Sioux City history. Triumph Foods has only one other processing plant in St. Joseph, Missouri, where millions of hogs are slaughtered and processed each year. The meat produced is then marketed by Seaboard Foods. The new Sioux City plant will be built on a 250-acre site in the Bridgeport Industrial Area. And Des Moines officials intend to keep operating their traffic cameras along I-235 while the city goes to court, challenging a state ruling that the cameras must be turned off. Deputy City Attorney Carol Moser told the Des Moines Register that the cameras are in our jurisdiction and we enforce traffic violations in that area. The Iowa Transportation Department recently rejected requests from Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Muscatine, and Council Bluffs to keep operating their camera systems. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning, Mara Lee Ruth Bertheson, age 70 of Sun City West, Arizona, died March 18th. A memorial service for Mara Lee Bertheson will be held on a Friday at 11 a.m. here today at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Catherine Ethel Miles, age 87 of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Massive Christian burial for Catherine Ethel Miles will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Dana Lynn Hansen, age 58 of Casey, died Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dana Lynn Hansen will be held Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Robert Bubb Christensen, age 66 of Atlantic, died Friday at Manor Care in West Des Moines. Memorial services for Bubb Christensen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Graveside services for Warren and Ruth Roberts, formerly of Cumberland and Messina, will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Lang, age 86 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Lang will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. S.E. Hall, age 95 of Baird, died Thursday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for S.E. Hall will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Baird. O.D. Funeral Home Baird has arrangements. And Bart Webb, age 92 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Private graveside services will be held for Bart Webb at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN. News brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.